Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing. Be'atzot Hashem Darkeinu. Baruch Hashem. The shiur ha-kodem, shebo lamadnu, the yisod ha-gadol של ענייני הנהגת הצרוע. We learned that it's Medine Avelus. That's the yisod ha-machayiv. Medine Avelus, as you understood, why the Mishnah only enumerates pri and prima, not at the asofam, because once it tells us that there's no Avela, so we get it on our own that there's going to be no Atiyah Safam, the covering of the face until the Safam, until the mustache. And we saw this Yisod in the Targum Unculus, that he says it's Medina Avelus, that's why by a Kohen Godel, you need to come on to Esei Teich HaLoisusei to allow him to rip his clothing, because there's an Loisusei Medina Avelus of him ripping his clothing, so Mimela. You have to say there's an essay that's doicha the lois to say in our case, as the Rambam says. So now we continue right along. So with this we can explain again, this is all based in the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol, Rav Dovid Zatzal. Be'ev shlomar lefi zeh, she'yesod chiyuv ha'avelut shel metzorahu, she'rei ashkechan b'tzarat b'gadim b'tzarat batim, she'yishno inyan b'fnei atzmo b'tzarat mukhletet, l'natek, את הנגע עצמו מהבגד והבית, גם בלא שריפת הבגד ונתיצת הבית, כמבואר להלן, בהקרא נ"ד, פסוק נ"ו, לעניין צרת בגדים, להלן בפרשת מצורע, בפרק י"ד, פסוק מ', לגבי צרת הבתים. So, we have this union of removing the tzaras, even if you don't actually burn the garment or burn the house, you still remove the tzaras from the beged or the house. As we see, pasuk nun dalid, like it says in pasuk nun dalid, v'tziva kohen v'chipsu et asher bo hanega v'zgiro shevat yamim shenit. Right, they wash off this nega. And they wait another 7 days, and we see the same thing by Tzaras HaBatim, that we remove the nega. So that's later on in Parshas Metzora. V'lachayin hein omnam shekamuvan lo shayach zot b'tzarat haguf shenitu gufani bein hanega ubein haadam aval ne'amar kan chiyuv al metzora muchlat she'af al pi shi efshar shenituk hatzarat mimenu bigufo al kol panim yenituk hatzarat mimenu bida'ato gevaldik me'od. So we have this union of being menatic, of separating the house from the tzaras, the beged from the tzaras. So what about when the tzaras is on the person? So ein achinami, we can't in such an instance remove the tzaras. It's actually an isra lav of removing tzaras from the body. You're not allowed to do that. However, nevertheless, this is myridik, you have to make a nituk in one's das. Once a mitzora muchlat, you have to detach yourself cognitively. And how do you do that? Very simple. Al yidei hanagat avelut klapei atzarat, shevadai mevu'ar mize, she'eino rotze banega, ve'eino mashlim im kiyumo, umetabel hu al etzem mitziuto bo, she'al yidei ze yesh beze maaseh shel nituk, והשלמה בינו לבין הנגע, ובזה מתקיים העניין שישנו בכל הנגעים, לנתק את הנגע ממי שישנה בו הצרת. So by being noig avelus, that's how we detach ourselves from this nega. You're showing by this hanhogas avelus that you're not interested in having this nega, you're not coming to terms, to peace, with the existence of this nega, and are mourning the very existence, the very reality, the very mitzius of this nega. And through this, there is a maisa of nituk, of detachment, And I Hashlama, not coming to peace with the fact that there is this nega. And that is how we have this inyan of being menatek, of detaching yourself from the nega. V'hachi mashma b'drashat ha'gmara b'mesechet megillah lema'et muzgar b'priya u'prima. Ma katuv sham? The Gemara says that a muzgar doesn't do priya u'prima, only a muchlot, an absolute mitzara, not just a mitzara that is secluded for a time to see what happens further, but an absolute tamei dika mitzara, mitzara muchlot, has priya and prima. But not a mitzayra muzgar. Why not a mitzayra muzgar? Because the Gemara is memayet from the fact that it says v'hatzarua asher bo hanega, the tzarua in whom there is a nega. Misha tzara ato tluya bigufo yatzaze she'ein tzara ato tluya bigufo. Rashi mefaresh dibur matchil asher bo mashma bigufo. מי שצרעתו תלויה תומתו בגופו, שכל זמן שלא נרפא ממנו תמי, נתרפא ממנו תמי. So what does it mean, אשר בוי? On him, it's משמע בגופוי. So the Gemara darshins, somebody whose tzaras is dependent on the tum in his body, that as long as it hasn't been healed, he remains impure, unclean. And who is that? Zokt Rashi, v'hainu muchlot, and that is an absolute mitzayra. Degabei tahara didei ksiv v'hinei nirpo nego hatzaras min hatzarua. Because legabei his tahara, it says that the nega tzaras was healed from the tzarua, and that excludes a muzgar. A muzgar, it's not talui in the nega, but rather tum atot tluya bimei hezger. His tuma depends on the days of his seclusion. שאם לא ימצא ביום השיבו סימני תומה, שיער לבן או פסיון, יתהרנו, ואף על פי שנגעו עומד עליו. That if, after 7 days, we don't find simani tumah, i.e. white hairs, or that it expands, it spreads, then it is purified, even though the nega remains. So it's a Meir Dikizach. When it comes to the Muchlot, so there you need a Refuah. If you don't have a Refuah, then he remains its Mitzayra Muchlot. By a Muzgol, you don't need a Refuah. You just need to count the days. And if nothing happens, there's no change, no expansion, no white hairs, so he's no longer a Mitzayra Muzgol. So when the Torah says that who has to do, has to pri and prima, Hatzur Asher Bo Hanega, that it's telling his body, Asher Bo Mashma Begufa, only he has to do priya and prima, the growing of the hair and the, of the clothing, the ripping of the clothing. I say, what's it called? Because I remember I heard a shir many years ago from Rabbi Reisman Shlita of Flatbush, Brooklyn. I am a former resident of Flatbush, Brooklyn. It's an unknown fact. I rented an apartment there for about 6 weeks back in 91. I loved it, by the way. I loved it. Good memories. Because I was an Upper West Sider, and the Upper West Side, it wasn't at the time. Now it's a lot firmer in the Upper West Side. But back then, we didn't have all these kosher eateries and all this firm stuff that they have today. So I went to Flatbush. I was there for a short time. I said, oh, wow, amazing. I'm in America, and kosher pizza and kosher bagels and kosher supermarket. I loved it. Anyway, all right. I was there for 6 weeks. I came back to Eretz Yisrael, where my neshama belongs. And my goof also, I like to, wherever my neshama belongs, I like to schlep my goof there too. You know what I mean? I don't like to separate between the two. In any event, that is an aside, Rabbi Isai, back to our issue here, which is really important. And that is that the Gemara excludes a mitzayra muchlot muzgal from pri and prima because it's not tali begufoy by berufu as gufo, but rather it's tali just in the count. As mivuar mi pashtut de mivuar de pashtu sakrohu, she yeshno adin al begodov you frumim loirak mi ma she yesh be ish tsaras. Ella mi ma she yeshna tsaras begufoy. So this whole din of his clothing being frumim, as an aside, the Kutzker famously said, "You can, a person can have frum clothing and still be a mitzayra." V'hamevin yovin. Al koponim is matim la sharfkeit la chadut, the sharpness of the Kutzker. Zchusi yogen aleinu. Sheyesh no adin shel begadav yufrumim lo rak mima sheyesh beish tzarat. El mima sheyeshna hatzarat begufo. It's not only pshat that he has tzaraz, but pshat is that he has tzaraz begufoy. Shekan nitba'er, en yanohu b'ma sheyeshna kan tzarat, shehi beguf v'lo bebeged o bebayit, v'yefshar lenatka migufo. Sheze mechayev, shebegadav, yiyu frumim v'hu kanal. So there's a din of begadav yufrum, not only the person who has tzaras, but the person who has tzaras begufoy. And the inyan is that there's tzaras, that it's beguf. And it's not in the body, it's not in the clothing, and it's not in the bayis, and you can't detach it. So that's mechayiv, shebegadav yufrum, that he has to rip his clothing to show that he's not pleased with this situation. He hasn't made peace with this situation. V'imkein nimtza mizeh, she'ein hadrasha mechamat yitura debo. So kumtois, it emerges from this that it's not because of the superfluous word, this drosha, is not from the superfluous word of boy, sheharei lefi ma shenitba'er, ba'al kolcheinu lichtov boy. It has to say bo. Bo knows best. It has to say bo, because shebezene amar yisod adin. It's not from the yitur of the word bo. It has to say bo, because the yisod adin is bo, that it's on his body. And that's why what's mechayiv, the begad of Yufrumim, the fact that he has it on his body and that he has to make dunituk from this, he has to detach himself from this, is what's mechayiv hanagas haveilus, hanagas of a tzarua. So it has to say bo, that it's on his body, because since it's on his body, he has to do this nituk. Ela she'acharei she'akol panim, hachi hu ha'mashmaut. But since at the very end, sof kol sof, that's the mashmos, hare ein lanu bedin ze ela benega kaze, ve ein mize ra'aya al nega acher, she'eino talui bigufo, shehu ha'nega shel hamuzgar. We only have in this din such a nega, and it's not a raya for another nega that is a nega of a muzgar. What's the nega of a muzgar? The nega of a muzgar is a nega that's not tali boy begufo, but rather it's talui in the count. You just count, and if nothing happened, there was no change, then he's no longer a tzarua. So therefore, memela, there's no need for this. It's not, it doesn't include a muzga, because it's not begufo. But lav hachi the Tura Yevon says, what do you need a mute for? Adarai, we need a ribui on the muzga. Ayin sham b'Tura Yevon. So, but pasha, it only applies to the muchlat, because that's be'etzem the yisoid din was said by the muchlat, that it's boy begufo. And the Tura Yevon even wonders why you need a mute. It's pasha that it doesn't apply to the muzga. V'yasa shapir mehaytayim emak shehikshu sham esfasemes al mat shekosuv behem shechasug yasham. And with this, we can answer the kasha of the sfasemes and what it says vayter in the sugya that mehaytayim eloi neima ken gam emak shekosuv b'pasuk dil halan kol yemei hanega v'chul boy bodad yeshev she'en zeh ala b'mishen nigo tliya b'gufoy. משני הגמרא דבמה שכוסף כל עשרה בי גם מוזגל. אז הגמרא שם שואלת, זה גמרא במסכת מגילה, בדף ח' עמוד ב', שכתוב, אומר לה אביי אל המייתו, if you dorish boy, that it's totally בגופוי, אז יש לנו פסוק אחר, כל ימי אשר הנגע בו יטמע. אז הבה נדרוש כך, מי שצרעתו יטמע מחוץ למחנה המושבוי. So if he has this nega, he has to sit outside the camp. מי שצרעס או תלויה בגופוי, הוא דטעון שילוח. ומי שאין צרע או שאין צרעתו תלויה בגופוי, אין טעון שילוח. You're only sent out of the camp if it's tali בגופו. In other words, only a מוחלט should be sent out of the camp. If that's already going to be your דרושה, then also דרשן כל ימי אשר הנגע בוי, so מי שצרעס או תלויה בגופו, only he requires שילוח. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara's teretz is that no, we have a ribui, yemei kol yemei. You know why we're not memayit mitzor ha-muzgor? Because the kol yemei is l'rabbi's mitzor ha-muzgor. Ah, so comes the Turei Even, and the Turei Even hot gefrek, the shtarka kasha. We see this type of kasha elsewhere as well. And that is, not the Turei Even, slicha. A moment ago, the Turei Even, this is Sfasemis. Sfasemis asks, we'll go from a non-chosid to a chosid. So Sfasemis asks, so don't write bo. Don't write bo, and then you won't need kol yemei. Hare bo is telling you only muchlat. Kol yemei is l'rabu's muzgo. So don't say bo, and then you're not going to need kol yemei. L'rabu's muzgo, you'll know muzgo automatically. Don't be memayit muzgo, and then you're not going to need a ribui for muzgo. Ulefi ma shed bi'arnu lo. Hadrasha einam mi'yitur. It's not from the superfluous word of bo. You need bo. You need bo, because that's the whole Yisod HaMechayev Avelus, that it's bo, it's begufoy. It's totally begufoy. And that's why you have to show, you don't want it to be, you want to be mitnatek from this. This, that's on your goof. That it's not on your beged, it's not on your bayis, it's on your goof. And whereas the other one, the mitzvah muzgar, isn't totally begufoy. Oh. I never ended up telling you the finished main story before. So let me finish this and then we'll get back to that. I don't want to confuse people. So I started talking about Flatbush. I lost track of what I was saying. In any event, so probably do that a lot. I hope not. What we said is that it has to say bo. It's not from the Yitur. No, Sasema says, why do you need the superfluous word bo? And then you won't need kol yemei. You won't need the extra kol to the rabbis muzgo. The answer is no, you need bo. And since memeli you need bo, so therefore you also need kol yemei. Shenem rabbi zechalo istume al kol agavro machmazed din shiluach amavuar beparshe. Shal zeh ne'amar shemechamat sheyeshno hanega bo begufo v'aydei zeh nechshav gufo udavar tamei hamechayev shiluach. אלא שכן התבהר, גם אי לא מייתר הקרוע, למעשה אין לנו בזה אלא את הנגע שנאמר בתורה, שהנגע תולי בגופו דלה מיירי הקרוע, כשם שכן הוא כנל בקרא, תאשר בוי הנגע, ולכן בר כוחן אל ריבו הכל, אחרי דמה שכתב בו, אינו ייתור אלי יסויד הדין. In other words, it has to say, בו. And it has to say בו, and that's why he sent out of the camp. Since the נגע is בו בגופו, ממילא his whole body is tummy. And by the zeh nechshav gufo kedavar tamei mechayev shiluach. It's mechayev shiluach, and so it has to say bo. Bo is the yisod hadin that it's totally bo. It's begufo, and that's why he's what's mechayev and hagas havelus. And so that's going to be memayit muzgar. That's why you need the call. You need the call, the rabbis, but not like the Sfasemis one. The Sfasemis says don't say bo. Don't say you don't need call. The answer is no. You need bo. That's en al maladabir. Because that's the Yisod HaDin, that it's bo, it's begufo, and that's what's metame. And that's what's mechayev and hagas havelus. And memeila, you need the kol yemei, l'rabois, the muzgar. So the end of the story was that I heard from Rabbi Reisman that he was once talking to his Rebbe Rav Pam. Rav Pam was talking about, I don't think he was talking to him, Rav Pam was giving a shiur, saying, talking about certain words that are just not appropriate to, they're not curse words, they're not actually bad words, we shouldn't say them. what was his example? Whatchamacallit. That was his example. He said, whatchamacallit, you're not thinking. So therefore, that's not that's something that's not as pasnished for yeshiva man to say, to speak that way. It's not mamish nevupeh, but it's, you know. Anyway, that's the way Rav Pam thought. That was his example of a word. It's not mamish a curse word. It's not vulgarity, but it's, you know, it's somewhere in the middle between a way one should speak and a way one shouldn't speak. It's not exactly the way one should speak. So that was his madriga. No. And Mirtz Hashem, we have gone to the second leg of this amazing journey, really exciting journey, through the pathways of Tzaras. And Mirtz Hashem, we will go weiter in the next shir, and we will see more neflos. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. And please stay tuned.